Okay, we're learning Masechtas Midas, Daf Lamed Zayin, and we're starting from the top of the Amud, Mishnah Gimel. We're middle discussing the Heichel. We started yesterday with the doors of the Heichel. Now, continuing to the actual Heichel. V'shloishim u'shmoina ta'am ha'yasham. There was 38 little rooms surrounding the Heichel. How were they set up? Chamishas v'tzafim, 15 on the tzafim side. That means we're facing the Heichel to the right, Chamisha Asav Adarim, that's to the left, 15 on the left, and in the back, behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Shmoina, there were 8 Ta'im, B'mayrav. And the Mishnah explains how they were set up. Shabbat Tzafim, Shabbat Adarim, it was Chamisha, Agave Chamisha, Chamisha Agaveim. It was 3 levels of 5 Ta'im. That means, to the right side, there was 5 Ta'im in a row, and on the second floor, another 5 Ta'im, and on the third floor, another 5 Ta'im. Ta'im are little rooms, little lishkas. So there was 15 on the right side, 15 on the left side. There was 3 levels of 5. V'shev Ma'ariv, on the Ma'ariv side, behind the Kodesh Kedoshim, Shloisha, Agav, Shloisha. There was 3 on top of 3, V'shnayim, Agavim, and 2 on top of that. That's altogether 8. So 15 plus 15 plus 8 is 38. V'shloisha P'sachim, L'chol Echad. Each Lishka had 3 doors, 3 openings. Echad L'hata Mahayimin. If you're facing the Heichel in the Ta, and you're facing sideways to the Heichel, so on the right side there was a door, and to the left side is a door, because each Ta was open to the next Ta. Echel ha-Ta yimin, v'echel ha-Ta v'asmal, v'echel ha-Ta sh'agabav. And also another door to the one on top of them, because there was 5, top 5, there was an opening to the one on top. Well, Kerem Mizrach HaSfinis, in the first corner, when they walked into the right, that Ta had 5 openings, 5 doors. V'echamish shepsachim, echel ha-Ta min yimin, one to the right, v'echel ha-ta sh'agaba, one to one on top of it, v'echel ha-mesiba, and this is a new thing, the mesiba, this is like on behind it, like in that room, that ta, to the right, there was a ramp that went behind the ta'im, that went to the roof of the ta'im. So there was a door to the ramp, v'echel ha-pishpish, and one to the little door that was on to the right of the heichel, and that was for one man the that's how you got into the heichel through that door, v'echel la-heichel, and one opening to the heichel. That means a regular ta did not have an opening to the heichel, just had an opening to each other, on each side, and then on top. This ta on the corner, Mizrach HaTzafinis, has 5 different openings. There are opening to the one to its right, straight ahead to the heichel, had an opening to the top, that's 3, had an opening behind it, that's to the mesiba, to the ramp that's outside the ta'im, and then there's an opening to the pishpish that was on the right side of the main doors of the heichel. That's how you got into the Heichel through that door, according to the Mandiyama before, according to the Kama before.
How big were the rooms?
The rooms? If you figure it out, if there's 5 of them to the right, and it was 60 Amis, so 5 divided by 60 is around 11, and probably with the walls were thick, also, they could have been around, 10 Amis wide, and 5 Amis, 10 by 5, something like that.
The opening on top was like an attic? Was this
no, it was the next one, it's 5, it got to be 5. This.
Same, but it was a ladder going up, or was steps?
What? It doesn't say anything, because there was nothing there, There was no steps or ladders, just opening.
What was the point of that?
That's how it says, you bring a step stool, you get up there. Doesn't say. Maybe there was, but doesn't say anything about steps or anything about ladders. When it does say, it says we have 4 shash rishos of, it doesn't say there anything about it. So that's the 38 ta'im, the 38 rooms. Talk to Mishnah Vayit, Mishnah Dalet. Hatachtoina chamisha. This is now talking about the width. If you're facing it, facing the Heichel, the width of this ta'a was 5. Was Tachtoina Chamisha was 5 Amis wide, the Roivad Shisha, but the ceiling was 6 Amis. Just the only reason it was 5 Amis hollow is because there was an extra Amma that the ceiling had to sit on, so it was sticking out. So Roivad Shisha. The Emtsoy is the middle floor, remember there's 3 floors of Tom. The Emtsoy is Shisha, the floor was 6, the Roivad Sheva, and the ceiling was made out of a 7 Amma slab. The Yoyna Sheva, and the top floor, the width was 7 amos. Shenema Yitzia Tachtoina, like the Pasuk says, Yitzia Tachtoina, the Ta is also called a Yitzia, which means like a short room. Yitzia Tachtoina Chamesh Ba'ama. The bottom one was 5 amos wide. Rechava. Vatichoina, the middle one was 6 Ba'ama Rechva. 6 amos wide. Vashlishis, and the third level, Sheva Ba'ama Rechva. 7 amos wide. So we have these 15 Ta'am on each side, 8 in the back. The first level is 5 amos wide. The next one is 6 amos wide. And the third level is 7 amos wide. Zok the next Mishnah. Umesiba ha'yusa oyla mekerem mizrach ha'svaynis. Mekerem mizrach ha'svaynis is the first ta'ah you encounter when you walk to the heichal. To the right is the first ta'ah. We said that door, that room had a door to the outside, to a mesiba, to a ramp. So that ramp went from mekerem mizrach ha'svaynis all the way up to the back corner, back right corner, the Karam and Svenish Baravis. Shaba, you used that ramp, you went to the roof of the Tom. Now, if you picture the Heichel, you have the Ulam in front of the Heichel. The Heichel was 100 Amos high. Around the Heichel, you had these Tom. The Tom weren't 100 Amos high. The Tom were around 30 amos high. So you get onto the roof of the ta, and you can walk around the perimeter of the heichal by walking on top of the roof of the ta. Had to get to the roof of the ta through this mesiba, through this ramp. This ramp was 3 amos wide. We'll see soon in the Gemara about that. In the Mishnah about that. Mesiba is the oil of the Karam, Zerachas, Karam, Tzvanis, Ravah. Shavah is the oil of the Gagas Atam. You went up the Gagas Atam. So the oil of mesiba, you went up the ramp. Upon all the Ma'ariv, you're facing Ma'ariv. It means you're facing towards the Kodesh HaKadosh when you're walking up the ramp. Halach, you walked as Kopreit Safa in the whole north side, which is the whole right side of the Heichel. A Kopreit Safa in Ad Shumagil Amara, until he reaches the corner with the western, northwestern corner, which is the right corner in the front. Higil Amara, what do? You turn to the left. Tafak Panel of Dharam. You turned your head towards Dharam, walking now towards the south. What? Not that's when you walk in the Azara. Here, if you walk to the right, you walk right off the Heichel. You walk right off. You walk to the right here, you'll land on the floor. What?
Then you put the ramp on the outside.
That's the cost, the ramp was. So there's no choice here. You want to walk on the roof. You have the only way to walk it is this way. You can't go the other way. That's the one in the Harbayas. You can walk any way. It's a flat land. You can go anywhere. That's what it says. You go to the right. And anyway, yeah. It's even called the right. Anyway, this one. Okay. But he walks up the whole north side and he turns to the left. He turns to the left and he walks. I'm saying on his back, this is called turning right anyway. I just said turning to the left. It's kind of called going to your right side anyway. This in the Mizbech, when you go this way, it's called turning to your right actually. This is the way they're walking. So. That's not a problem.
It's like about a
coffee
you're talking about?
No, about the Mizbech. But the Mizbech, we had this before, so I'm walking on top of the Mizbech. Well, I'm not going to get into that. Here, anyway, there's no choice. You can't walk right off the roof. I'll play God's off and out to Megillah Marv. Megillah Marv, you're walking towards the Dharam, towards the south. Oh, look up, Marv, out to Megillah Dharam. You walk the whole western side until you reach Dharam. Now, what are you doing? Make another left. You get Klappi Dharam, or you're part of the Mizrach. Now, you make another left and you're facing out of east. Everyone's following, right? You walked on the Dharam side. There was a little door. That's how you got up to the upstairs of the Heichel. The Heichel was very high, but it had a second floor. And the second floor, there was a whole floor, like, you know, the same thing like the downstairs, upstairs, the whole second floor. And the door to upstairs, Psuach Kapi Hadaram, was open on the southern side of the Heichel. Where Pischa Aliyah. And by near that door, there was a base klein social areas. There was the two poles of oak wood. You go on top of the whole heichel through those two poles, like a ladder. It's machlekes. Either there was like, you know, bars in between the two poles, now made into a ladder, or had holes in it where you had climb up. So they climb up the roof. The roof was 100 amos high. Now in the aliyah itself, there was pispasim, v'roshe pispasim avdilim ba'aliyah. In the aliyah itself, there was a little things coming out of the floor or the side, and that told you where the kodesh kedoshim was and where the kodesh was. Ben a kodesh, ben a kodesh kedoshim, because you don't want to walk on top of kodesh kedoshim for no reason. So they have these pispasim to tell you a hefsek between them. And on the kodesh kedoshim, above it, lulum hayu, there's little holes, psuchim ba'aliyah le'beis kodesh kedoshim, and if they had to fix something, so they used to rappel down in these little boxes down into the Kodesh Kedoshim to fix something. The reason why they rappel down in boxes is they weren't allowed to be nena for the Kodesh Kedoshim. So v'lulim ha'yir psuchim v'aliyah l'beis Kodesh Kedoshim, shevehem ha'yir meshashlim v'sa'umdim b'teivais. They sent down the the people who knew how to, you know, the painters and the artisans, they sent them down betevis in these boxes. So they shouldn't have anah from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But they had these lulim, these holes. They sent the people down into the Kodesh HaKadoshim from the Aliyah. So they wanted to fix something in the Aliyah. They sent them down in the, through these holes. So that's now the picture of the Heichel and the Ulam and the Aliyah. Now we're going to give you the exact size of all this. Vaheichel, Meya al Meya arum Meya. The size of the Heichel was 100 by 100 and a height of 100. And we'll explain, this will explain exactly the details. So first now we're going to go with that, the height. The height, 100 amos. How do you get 100 amos height of the Heichel? Ha'oitim shesh amos. The base of the Heichel was a solid piece of 6 amos. Solid piece of cement, 6 amos high. The goiva arba'am amos. Then, inside the Heichel, the ear space was 40 amos ceilings. 40 amos. Then the amakir, they had then an amos of stone, nice decorated stone. The amasayim based tilfa, and on top of the stone, they put this beam that's going to support the cross beams. It was a 2 amma beam, thick wood beam that's going to support the cross beams. The amma tikra are the cross beams. That was an amma thick, the cross beams. The amma maziva, then they had an amma of tar and cement that made the floor. This is the, you know, the roof of the, or the ceiling of the heichel. Then the goyva shaliyah, then you have the same thing in the aliyah, which is also mem amma. It's mamash mimics the heichel kaz yashim. And then you have va'amakir, va'amasayim ba'isdilfa. You had a wood, decorative wood with va'amasayim ba'isdilfa, very thick support beams. Va'amatikra, there's a cross beams. Va'amaziva. V'gimel amas mica, then 3 amas mica. Va'amakala oiriv. Then on top of the mica, there's another amma of these things like scarecrows to scare away the arvim. Now, let's point the things on top of it. So now, how do you get 100 amas? Because you have 6 plus 40 is 46. Then each of those ceiling roof slash roofs are made out of five amas thick of stuff. 5 amas, because it's a kir, amas, amas, delphan, amma, amma. It's 5 amas. So you have 46, then the 5 amas of ceiling is 51, another 40 is 91, then another 5 amas of ceiling is 96, 3 amas of mica, and 1 kala oir. That's 100 amas high. The thing was 100 amas high. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, lohoya kala oir of oilam and amida. That doesn't count. You know, the scarecrows don't count. Ella arba amos mica. The mica was 4 amos high. Was the mica? Only mica. Mica is the fence. The fence. Only 1 fence. And mica was 4 amos. It's like 8 feet. Very tall mica. You couldn't, if you're standing on the roof of the heichel, you couldn't see over the mica. It was very tall. So that's the chesed, how it's 100 amos tall, the heichel.
Oh, the top was flat.
What?
Top was flat.
It could be. Don't say if it was flat or not flat. Depends who's designing the pictures. If they like a lot of nice, you know.
Yeah, that was
no. Right, so it could be it was on a little angle and that a pipe. Zokta Mishtavait, Mishazain, Mizrach Lemayrev. So now we got the 100 amas height. Mizrach Lemayrev means from east to west. East is when you're facing it. When you're facing it going straight, it's also 100 amas. How is that? Koysul ulam. Remember, in front of the heichel was the ulam, and we count that part of the 100 amas. Koysul ulam chamish. The wall of ulam was thick 5. Ba ulam echarasa. The actual ear space of the ulam going straight was 11 amas. Koysul heichel sheish is 6. So already holding by the chamish, and the thing is 16 is 22. Arbam Amma, then Matech Arbam Amma, then the inside of the Heichel was 40 Amas long, that's already 62. Amma Traxin, you have the Amma of the wall in between the Kodesh Yoshua and the Heichel, it's called the Traxin or the Preches. So Amma Traxin already makes it 63. Esim Amma of base Kodesh Yoshua, the discussion was 20 Amas, that's 83. Kaisal Heichel Sheish is 89. Then Vatah Sheish, the Tah Sheish, is 95. Like Kaisla Tah is Chamesh. And the outside wall of the Tah was 5. So there you got 100. Perfect. So that's the 100 when you go straight. From Tzofin to Darim is Shivim Amma. Even though we said 100 amos, we'll see what 100 amos means. The Hegel itself was only 70 amos. The Hegel, not the Ulam, was only 70 amos wide, from right to left. What's the Cheshbon? Kaisel HaMasiba was Chamesh. The Masiba was Shalish. Like we said before, the Masiba was 3 amos wide. Then Kaisel HaTa is Chamesh, which is another 5. So it's already 13. Vata Sheish is 19. That's the room was 6 wide. Kaisel Hegel Sheish is 25. V'teich HaSem Amos, the inside was 20 amos wide, it's 45. Kaisel Hegel Sheish, Vata Sheish is 57. V'Kaisel HaTa Chamesh, then the Kaisel HaTa is Chamesh. Is 57-62. Then instead of a masiba on the left side was a base herodas mayim with a stream of water went through. Shalosh amos at 65. By kaisel chamish amos is 70. So the width of a hekel was 70 amos wide. So remember, on the right side was a masiba, on the left side was a base herodas mayim. There's a little stream of water that went there. So that's the 70 amos width. Now, ha'ulam, that's the front structure in front of the heichel, oidav lo chamesh yesh amim ha'tzofen, was 15 amos wider on the tzofen side, the north side, the right side, chamesh yesh amim ha'darim, and the left side is 15 amos wider. Where nikra beis ha'chalifas, those rooms, those 15 amos, called beis ha'chalifas, shesham goyinzim sakinim, that's where they hid, that's where they put the sakinim. Now, how does beis ha'chalifas mean sakinim? Moshe, you have a pshat? How does beis ha'chalifas mean a sakin? So, if you ever heard someone call a sheikhin, I have to call it a khalif. It's a base khalifas right here. That's what it is. It's called base khalifas, the house of the khalifas. That's where they kept the sakinim. Oh, gewaldig. So now, the heichel, turns out the heichel, you know, it looks like sar macher, in the back it's thin, the rach in front of it's wide in the front. But doimel la'ri, it's like a lion. A lion also has a big head, and the back is thin and skinny. Shenema, hoy ariel, ariel kiris chana david. Ma ari, just like a lion, sad, ma chayrov. Tzar Macharev, in the back it's thin, V'rochem Afanav, it's big in the front, Av Heichel, Tzar Macharev, V'rochem Afanav. It's also, in the front it's wide, and in the back it's thin. Hadar Olach, Pischa Shal Heichel. End of the parak, Pischa Heichel, Gevaldik Aparak.